ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर टुडेज संडे फेस्टिवल प्रोग्राम। टुडे आई एम गोइंग टू डिस्कस ब्रीफली द टॉपिक रीचिंग आवर स्पिरिचुअल डेस्टिनेशन। सो like on the occasion of Janmashtami, I was giving this talk at one of our devotees' homes, and then someone requested that we can also discuss it here. So spiritual life is a journey, and journey means three things: destination, speed, and comfort. So we cannot talk of journey without a destination. And our spiritual journey must have a destination. And according to the Gita, the destination is the spiritual world, Vaikuntha or Goloka. As Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita, Natad bhashayate suryo nashashanko napavaka yad gatvana nivartanta tad dhama paramam mama. That abode of mine which is not illumined by any electricity, sunlight, moonlight, it is self-luminous, being intensified by the rays coming out from Krishna's transcendental form. So how does that journey begin? There are various steps which ultimately leads us to the destination. And the step one, we will be discussing like seven steps which ultimately lead to the eighth step of destination. And the first step in that process is what is known as disaster. So one may think that not a very auspicious way to begin the journey. But most journeys, at least on the spiritual path, begin like that. And people consider spirituality or religion to be like a spare wheel, only to be taken out when there is a flat tire, when there is some problem. But spirituality is actually supposed to be used as a steering wheel to guide your life. So modern education system is providing us with the accelerator of going fast. But just imagine sitting in a Mercedes-Benz with only the accelerator and no steering wheel. Where will you go? So therefore, Gita gives you the direction. And the example is given in one of the purports. Just imagine you are sitting and watching television. And there are so many nice programs and very fantastic entertainment is happening, and you're sitting and watching and, you know, you're having a nice time. And then suddenly a deadly cobra comes and starts watching you, not the TV. So now you have control over the television with the remote control, but you don't have control over the cobra with the remote control. So the snake of death is constantly hovering around us, and we are not aware that at any moment death can devour us. So Bhagavad Gita is making us aware that this material world has been designed to frustrate all our aspirations and desires. This is a machine which has been created with a very specific purpose. Now all of us are sitting in this AC room, in the temple room, and experiencing very nice comfort, right? And it took a long time to set up the AC system. But just imagine, after setting up the air conditioned system, hot air comes out. Will we pay the bills after installation to the people who have installed it? And they say, well, must be some mistake, sorry. But you adjust with it. Nobody will make such a major mistake in design. If they have created a design and selling a product as an air condition, then it has a specific purpose and it fulfills the purpose. So similarly, the material world has been given with a specific purpose of giving pain. The design is there. Anything which goes in and which comes out, what comes out will not be the same as what goes in. right? When you put sugar cane through sugar cane crusher, it goes in a certain form, but what way it comes out? It comes out in a totally different way. All the juice is taken away. So the material world has been created with disaster designed in every atomic particle. And therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described, Naikatra Priya Samvasa Suhrdam Chitra Karmanam Oghena Vyuhamananam Plavanam Srota Suyatha. Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj are meeting each other, and Vasudev is consoling Nanda Maharaj and telling him that, my dear Nanda Maharaj, the nature of this world is, even though loving associates would want to stay with each other and enjoy reciprocation, but the time factor is so powerful, just like sticks in a flowing river are cast aside and they come together. They do not have any control over it. Similarly, different souls in this material world are cast in different species and subject to various kinds of suffering. Sometimes they stay together, sometimes they are separated. The disasters attack us all the time. Prabhupada was on a morning walk, and then he saw a garbage can. And Prabhupada asked one of the devotees in Mexico, what is written on that can? There was something written. And the devotee read in Spanish. He said, it says, garbage can, throw the trash in here. And Prabhupada said, oh, we'll have to throw the whole material world here. Because that's the nature of the material world. It is designed to give pain. I was on a flight to Chennai, and there was this captain of this flight, and he sent one of the stewards to call me and say that he wants to have a dialogue. So I got out of my seat and then went to the place where, you know, behind the curtain, and I told the steward that, why can't he come here and sit here and we can talk? There is an empty seat. He said, no, the captain wants to talk there only. So I went there, and behind the curtain the captain was standing, and I asked him, let's have a seat and let's talk peacefully. He said, no, if the captain, if the passengers see the captain amongst them, they feel fearful who's driving the flight. So therefore, better we stand here. But I'm very much interested to know what is the Bhagavad Gita, because many years back I was on a sortie in a fighter flight, in a MiG plane, and suddenly there was a problem, and I ejected 500 meters above the ground, and I came down with a parachute, but the parachute didn't open. And there was no way I could have survived, but somehow I just survived with a little fracture. From that day I am searching, where is God? Because I realized only He could have saved me. And therefore, for a long time I've been searching for this, and now I saw you, so I thought I should ask you this question. So I called him in the evening for a program we had at IIT Chennai. And he came there, attended the class, and he was just ready, because he was already asking this question. What is God? Who has saved me? And then he took the mala and started chanting Hare Krishna. So we find that disasters and problems bring you to a point where you actually start the process. Another time we were on a flight to London, and a few years back, and on the flight they were serving out liquor, and one gentleman drank so much that he started shouting and screaming in the flight itself. It appeared like an ST bus. It was supposed to be Virgin Atlantic, but this man was fighting so much and shouting and practically threatening to beat up the stewards and everything. And one old lady was sitting behind me, and I was chanting, and she came and said, why don't you use your mantra power to quieten him? I said, before drinking, did he ask me? Now the problem is there, you want me to solve it? So people in this world take every opportunity simply to enjoy. But through the Gita, Krishna is giving us message, and the message is very simple. Any object, any person you develop a relationship with, you develop a relationship with any object and any person, ultimately will be the cause of frustration. Frustration guaranteed at some point of time or other. That is the beginning of Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha Gyan means to know with whom to establish relationship and with whom not to establish relationship. So therefore, after many, many lifetimes of attempting to establish relationship with so many objects and so many people, finally in the human form of life, we have this opportunity to realize the only person worth establishing relationship with is Krishna. Even though we may have a relationship indirectly, even though in a negative fashion, and that's why the pastime of Putana is so important in the 10th canto, where Krishna is saying that even if someone comes but tries to develop a relationship with me in an inimical fashion, still that is much better than to have a favorable, perfect relationship with an object or a person of this world. That is the beginning of knowledge. So here we find that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vidura is going through a whole sort of frustration. In the third canto it is described that how Vidura, he had difficulties in the palace of Hastinapur. And Dhritarashtra was creating a lot of trouble. And at that point, Duryodhan, he came up and he chastised Vidura and asked him to get lost. So Vidura was trying his best to pacify King Dhritarashtra and give him real knowledge. But he would not accept. So he describes, Swayam dhanurdwari nidhaya mayam bhratu pura marmasu taditopi saittham attulvan karnavanair gatha vyatoyat urumanayan. So Duryodhan said that throw this Vidura, the son of a kept mistress, out of this palace with only his breath. And in the purport, Prabhupada writes, being insulted so terribly, Vidura had given his whole life serving the palace of Hastinapur. He had given his whole life to protect the interests of the Kauravas. But this is what he got in return for a lifetime of dedicated service. Insult, attack on his character and integrity. A situation in which a normal person would get totally frustrated. But this particular incident provoked the feeling of doubt in the mind of Vidura. And this is the second stage. That disaster should lead us to the stage of doubt. That what exactly is the purpose of this world? Why this problem is happening? I have planned out everything so meticulously, still things are going wrong. Why? How is it happening? So it is described, Swayam dhanurdwari nidhaya mayam bhratu pura marmasu taditopi. Being chastised by his brother, Vidura just considered that Krishna's maya potency is acting in two ways. Through Duryodhan, the Mahamaya is acting, bewildering Duryodhan completely under the influence of false ego. Duryodhan means one who always fights for the wrong cause. One who doesn't know for what cause to fight. So Duryodhan is constantly fighting for the sake of his ego, for the sake of kingdom, for the sake of his prestige. That is Duryodhan. And Dhritarashtra means one who always tries to take away someone else's property by force. Dhritarashtra. To usurp someone's land. Literally land mafia. That is what Dhritarashtra is. So Dhritarashtra is manipulating and using Duryodhan as an instrument. And Vidura, who is such a saintly person, is caught in the intrigue. But in this negative situation, in this calamity, Vidura's attitude is amazing. Because he sees, Sa ittham atyulbana karna banair gathavyatoyat urumanayan. He just considered that yes, the Mahamaya potency is bewildering Duryodhan, forcing him to speak harshly and insult me, for which he's going to glide down to hell because he's fighting against Krishna. But at the same time, for my sake, the Yogamaya potency is acting. Krishna is giving me an opportunity to come closer into his loving embrace, giving me an opportunity to cut off from all of these palace politics and sit and hear Harikatha. So Vidura has that vision. Vidura is able to see that. So the disaster leads to doubt, and the doubt is that ultimately one wants to progress in spirituality. One starts asking questions. I followed all the formulae which my elders told me, society told me, advertisers told me, the movies spoke about, you know. Whatever everyone spoke about, have a good education, be nice to everyone, do good, be good, watch movies, go to bars, do this, do that, everything we did. But somehow, still there is so much of a problem. Everyone told me, okay, love everyone. I was loving everyone. Saw all the movies starting with this dil business. You know? Dil to pagal hai. Dil is this, dil is that. Main bhi pagal hoon. That I come to watch this stupid movie. So all of these I finished, but still there is some major frustration in my life. So what exactly is the real goal of life? So the doubt comes up in the mind. So Prabhupada was, giving a lecture at Hawaii. And Prabhupada said that on this planet, you know, the equivalent of heavenly planets, Indra Loka, is Hawaii. This is just for information. And Prabhupada said, and he was giving classes in Hawaii, and then he found that when he was going into the temple, devotees' cars were standing in the parking lot, and every car practically had a surfboard in the backside. Surfboard means devotees were going for surfing after the class. As soon as the class would be over, everyone would go out, take the surfboard, go to the ocean and start surfing. And it came to Prabhupada's notice that this is happening. Because as soon as class would be over, they would all disappear. And Prabhupada would be wondering, where have they gone? And they said, surfing, Prabhupada. So Prabhupada then made that famous, comment that they are not surfers, they are sufferers. And by the way, because they are so much attached to the sea, in the next life they will take birth as fish also, if they continue. So the news spread. So next day only half the cars had the surfboards. So one devotee told Prabhupada that the ocean looks so attractive. And Prabhupada said, yes, from a distance. When you go deep into it, it sucks you. So Prabhupada said, Maya is also like the ocean. Looks attractive from a distance. But if you go too close and try to develop relationship, it will suck you and drown you and frustrate you. So therefore, the doubt is very important, that why this is happening. So the example is given that a few years back, I think in a place near Chandigarh, there was a jail and there was a jailbreak. And 10 or 12 prisoners, they escaped, life convicts. And when they went to their prison cell, they found out that there was a tunnel which was made all the way 2, 3, 4 kilometers out of the jail from underneath. And in their jail cell, they had a suitcase. And that suitcase was filled with books. And the books were famous stories of jailbreaks in history. So they were regularly studying their Bhagavatam, how to get out. So what is Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam is nothing but a manual to help us get out of this material creation. It is giving us various ideas how to get out. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the literature which will help us connect with the spiritual world. So, in Srila Prabhupada's life, one reporter asked him, what is your mission, Srila Prabhupada? And Prabhupada said, our mission is twofold. Very nice answer Prabhupada gave. He said, our mission is to prove that God lives, number one. And number two, you can live with God. That's our mission. That's all. That means you can go from here, the material world, and live in the spiritual world. So Prabhupada was giving a class, and at the end of the lecture, one lady got up and asked Srila Prabhupada, that if this movement is so good for us, why did you come so late? Why did this ISKCON movement come so late? And Prabhupada said, we did not come late, you have come late. And all the devotees started laughing. Prabhupada said, all of you also have come late. So therefore, this movement is existing since the beginning of creation. But somehow by Prabhupada's grace, it has become popular all over the world. And we are staying here in India. And even we got the opportunity to connect with Krishna consciousness only by the grace of Srila Prabhupada. So Bhagavatam 3rd canto, Kapildev explains to his mother Devahuti, Bhukta bhoga parityakta drishta dosha cha nityasha na ishvarasya ashubham dhatte sve mahim nirthitasya cha. That when a person sees the fault in trying to enjoy and lord it over, that this attempt will only lead in frustration, bhukta bhoga parityakta, and gives it up. Drishta dosha, and sees the fault. Na ishvarasya ashubham. Then he understands, yes, this is inauspicious. Sve mahimni sthitasya cha. Then he becomes situated in his original transcendental situation as Krishna's eternal servant. Jeev Krishna das e vishwas karle ar dukhanai. Vishama vishaya satata khainu gaur kirtana rase maganana hoinu. Narottam Das Thakur says, because of our intense desire to constantly enjoy sense gratification, vishaya vishama visha, the deadly poison of vishaya, satata khayanu, constantly meditating, constantly planning how to enjoy the senses, gauru kirtana rase maganana hoinu. We cannot focus our attention and mind on Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Therefore, this doubt leads us to the third stage, and that is desire. Yes, there is a lot of defect in the material world, in material energy. So let me find out, is there an alternative? And we come into the association of devotees, and in the association of devotees, the desire to understand spirituality arises. Prasangam ajaram pasham atmanak kavayo vidu sa eva sadhushukruto mokshadvaram apavratam. All of us have a tendency to be attached to someone. If we can transfer that propensity towards sadhus, towards devotees, then that attachment opens the door of liberation. Mokshadvaram apavratam. We have to transfer that attachment according to Bhagavatam. The soul has the tendency to develop relationship, shower affection. So when that desire comes, we go to the devotees, and in the association of devotees, we understand the true path. Maharaj Parikshit, when he is cursed to die in 7 days, how does he take it? It is described, Tasyaiva me sauhurda sakhya maitri dasyam punar janmani janmani syad. So it is described that Parikshit Maharaj, he says that I have been cursed to die in 7 days. And in these 7 days and 7 nights, the reason I have been cursed is ultimately nirveda mulo dvija shaparupo yatra prasakto bhayamashudhatte. I can give up my attachments. Krishna saw that I am not going to change my lifestyle till there is an earthquake in my life. And therefore Krishna arranged this so that I am forced to come in the association of devotees, surrender and hear. Apite Bhagavan Prita Krishna Pandu Sutta Priya Paitra Sat Sevi Prityartham Yad Gotra Syatta Bandhava. And he says, Krishna is so merciful. The Pandavas, my grandfathers, were so dear to Krishna. Krishna saw that the Pandavas' grandson, that is myself, is in calamity. I am facing death. Out of his unlimited affection for the Pandavas, Krishna has very mercifully sent Shukadeva Goswami. Api te Bhagavan Prita. The Pandavas were very dear to Krishna. So Parikshit Maharaj is not claiming any spiritual credits. He is simply claiming that I am related in some way to the great souls, to the Pandavas. And because of my relationship with devotees, I am receiving Krishna's special protection and mercy. This is the perfection of life. If some devotee prays for us, prays to Krishna to protect us and help us advance, simply by the power of that prayer and desire of great souls, we will make unlimited spiritual advancement. And therefore, that should be the goal of our life, to somehow find devotees with whom we can reciprocate and serve. It is described that there is a famous Chinese proverb which is quoted by our Peter Barwash in his book. Krishna Chandra Prabhu is distributing these books to many devotees. So I was reading this one statement, and it describes about different ways in which you can be happy. He says, if you want to be happy for 1 hour, what should you do? If you want to be happy for 1 hour, he says, go to sleep. If you want to be happy for 1 day, what should you do? Go for a walk in the mountains. This is a Chinese proverb. I mean, you don't have to take it as it is. If you want to be happy for 1 month, it says, get married. And then if you want to be happy for whole lifetime, develop service attitude and serve everyone always. And when you are in the mood of service, you'll be always happy. So therefore, in the association of devotees, we get the opportunity to serve devotees who are dear to Krishna. And thus, automatically, we are satisfied, and at the same time, we make tremendous spiritual advancement. And the desire to know Krishna, it develops more and more. And we become very dear to the Lord and his entourage of close associates. Prabhupada was talking to a reporter, and one devotee was, you know, speaking on behalf of ISKCON to that reporter, and Prabhupada was listening. And this devotee was telling, the reporter was asking, what do you do in your whole day? And the devotee was telling, chanting, dancing, you know, feasting, and a little work. And Prabhupada said, no work. Said, okay, chanting, again he repeated, dancing, feasting, worship, and very, very little work. Prabhupada said, no work. And Prabhupada said, what we do is not work. It is out of great devotion. We are serving Krishna, and that is seva. So seva is not work, because it is done voluntarily out of affection. Just like a mother takes care of the child, it is not work, it is out of affection. When the child cries at night, the mother has to get up and take care of the child. No mother will say, I can't get up, I am not in night shift. Or she will not bargain, if I get up, I need overtime. Because it is voluntary and it is out of affection. Therefore, Like I was telling in my Bhagavatam class a few weeks back, Brahmanand Prabhu, one of Prabhupada's initial devotees, when he went to a temple, the devotee was serving him, offered to Brahmanand Prabhu, "What do you want, Prabhu? We have two choices. There is this apple pie and there is this cake. Which one you would like to take?" And Brahmanand Prabhu said, "Whenever I would ask Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, should I do this service and should I do that service?" Prabhupada would say, "Both." And then he took both and ate it. So when it comes to service, we should be ready for doing more and more service. And that is what the Association of Devotees provides. Fantastic opportunity for service. Unlimited service to please Krishna. And in fact, once the soul goes back home, back to God, to the spiritual world, then it is a totally different flavor of service. Service which is perfect, perfectly organized, well taken care of, in perfect spiritual forms, which are absolutely conducive for serving Radha and Krishna. And once we go back home, back to Godhead, there is no opportunity, usually, of coming back again and doing this kind of service. Therefore, this could be possibly the last opportunity to serve in the midst of lot of chaos, in the midst of lot of, you know, calamities and problems and difficulties. And if we do not take this opportunity seriously, then after going back to Godhead, we will miss this flavor. So we have this opportunity to serve in the material world Krishna and his devotees, and that desire is developed in the association. So therefore, before one comes to Hare Krishna movement, the whole concept of service is not known, is not defined, and one doesn't know, you know, why one has to be servant like that. Like, for example, I think Radhanath Maharaj wrote a letter to his father, and then he signed in the end, "Your servant," in the initial days. And his father said, "What is this? Why do you want to be servant? You know, is this what we have taught you?" Or something like that. And then he wrote another letter saying, "I am sorry, I said your servant. It is to be your servant of servant." And this philosophy of being servant of the servant is practically unknown. Like Prabhupada was sitting in Paris outside on a lawn, and one devotee had a charmer, and he was offering charmer to Prabhupada. You know, it was a hot day, and Prabhupada was sitting on the lawn in a chair, and this devotee was offering charmer, and this was like road. People were walking by. And Prabhupada was sitting right there outside. And one man, local man, walked by, and he saw this scene. It was too much for him to take. He went and came back. He went ahead. He couldn't resist. He came back. And he looked at Prabhupada glaringly. He stood there for like 20 seconds, staring at Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was coolly looking at him, as if, "What is the problem?" And this man looked at Prabhupada and looked at this devotee who was doing chamar. And pointing finger at that devotee, he told Prabhupada, why is that man fanning you?" And Prabhupada coolly said, "Because it is hot." And this fellow was totally bewildered. He took an about turn and went. He realized he is dealing with a different personality. So Prabhupada, you know, someone asked Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, "Whose service is greater?" Many of the freedom fighters, they also fought and done so many things. And I also did so many things. So whose contribution is greater as far as India is concerned? And it was a very controversial question. Devotees didn't say anything. And Prabhupada said the difference is they chased the Britishers out of India, and I engaged them in my service. And one devotee was offering charmer to Prabhupada, one Englishman. And Prabhupada turned and said, "Just see, I'm not even paying him." But why is he doing it? I'm a poor old man from India. But they know that the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, the transcendental knowledge of India is priceless. And therefore they are eager to learn that knowledge. So that desire in the association of devotees gets fulfilled like that. So therefore, the fourth principle is that when the desire develops, one must have the right discrimination. Tam talumulam pradahantam agnivat gopala sunum pitaram jagadgurum chacharda sadyo ati rushukshatam bakas tundena hantum punar abhyapadyata. So Bakasur, he swallows Krishna and Krishna enters into Bakasur's throat. Inside Bakasur's throat, Krishna become very hot. Tam talu mulam means at the root of his throat, Krishna becomes extremely hot. Pradahantam agnivat. And Bakasur's throat start burning. Gopala sunum pitaram jagadgurum. So Krishna is Jagadguru Brahma's pita. So Krishna is the father of the grandfather. But he is appearing as Gopala Sunam, son of a cowherd boy. So the father of the grandfather appears as son of cowherd boy, and the stupid Bakasur is not able to recognize. And he's trying to swallow him. So because of his idiocy, what he experiences is Krishna, who is sweeter than the sweetest and cooler than the coolest, appears to Bakasur as the most bitter and the hottest because of his attitude. Tam talumulam pradahantam agnivat. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, Ye yathamam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. As you approach Krishna, Krishna will reciprocate accordingly. Therefore, in the association of devotees, or when we come to spirituality and start desiring, yes, I must go something beyond material sense gratification, we must have the right discrimination. Which philosophy to follow? Which devotees or what kind of society to get connected with? What should be the path I must follow? The right discrimination is very important. And based on the discrimination, we'll be able to make the right choices. That means you should know that for this investment of time and energy, what is the return I'm getting? Just like a few years back, I was in Radhadesh in Belgium. And they have a beautiful college, Bhaktivedanta College. So I was about to go to some other place and the prasad was not available. So they had a Govinda's restaurant. And it was afternoon time and the only thing they had available was some samosas. So I asked them, so samosa is there, okay, you can give me, how much? And they said €2 for one samosa. So €2 means practically 120 rupees. So I started calculating, 120 rupees for one samosa. I said, I'm feeling full already, just by hearing. And then he started asking, which temple are you from? And I said, Chopati. And said, oh, I have seen Simple Temple. That was a great movie. In fact, every week I see once. In fact, it is my lifetime's dream that I save some money and make a pilgrimage to Chopati. And the least I can do is feed you a few samosas. Free. And I said, wow. These are some of the advantages of being from Chopati. At least at that point, it was something quite touching. And we can see that every moment we have to make that calculation. I'm giving some energy, some time, some money. What am I getting in return? So yes, you have only limited energy and limited mind space. And the most precious commodity is our faith and our free will. So the free will is called Svatantrata Ratna. It is like a pearl. It is a jewel. Where we deposit that will determine our future. So that discrimination is so important. And therefore, we have to seek the right kind of association and spend the time in the right possible way. Right? Like someone came to Prabhupada and said that there is this so-called, you know, so-and-so Swami who is claiming that you enjoy life as much as you want, and ultimately you'll be satiated. Burn all your desires enjoying, you'll become peaceful. Sense gratification is what you must do, and then everything will be peace. So Prabhupada said, if that is the philosophy, then the pigs must be given sannyas, because they do that most, and they must be ready after exhausting everything. That is not the right philosophy. One disciple told Srila Prabhupada after coming to Vrindavan that, Prabhupada, I want to go and do bhajan at Radha Kund. Give me blessings. Here, I don't see too many advanced activities are happening. All basic things are going on. I want to go and do bhajan in Radha Kund. Prabhupada said, there are enough monkeys in Radha Kund already. We don't want any more. So what exactly is the whole idea of discrimination? That we have to take instructions from some advanced personalities and know what is the right procedure to follow. Someone told Srila Prabhupada, one reporter, that India is a land of so many Mahatmas, why there are so many problems in India? And Prabhupada said, very good question. The problems is because you can't recognize who is Mahatma. That is why all these problems are there. And another person told Prabhupada that my favorite verse in Bhagavad Gita is when Krishna tells Arjuna, Vimrishyetat asheshena yathe chasi tatha kuru. My dear Arjuna, now I have told whole Gita to you, do what you want. I think that is the essence of Gita. Do what you want. That is what people want to hear. Right? But what Arjuna did later, that they don't follow. And that is the next principle, that this discrimination must lead to dedication. And dedication means that you dedicate to one person or a certain principle and follow it with heart and soul. So the whole idea of gratitude is like the fuel, and ultimately the ignition of dedication must begin the process. The fuel tank is there, but unless the ignition is switched on, the vehicle won't move. And then you also need the steering wheel of the right behavior. So all the three are important: the fuel, the ignition, and the steering wheel. So similarly, we need gratitude, we need dedication, but we also need the right kind of behavior. Then we'll move in the right direction. So we find that when Krishna killed Aghasur, after killing Aghasur, all of the demigods, they assembled in the sky and they were doing, you know, different kinds of services towards Krishna. So it is described that according to their qualification, tatoti hrishta svakrto kritarahanam pushpai sura apsarasascha nartanai gite suga vadya dharascha vadyakai stavaischa vipra jayanishvanai gana. All of the demigods were doing different things according to their qualification. Some of them were throwing flowers, some other demigods were playing instruments, some apsaras were dancing, some were chanting mantras, stavaicha, and those who could sing, Gita Suga, they were singing. So Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport. He says, everyone has been endowed with some qualification. All of us have a deposit of some qualification. We can use our qualification for two things, either for glorification or for gratification. If we use our talents and our skills and our qualification for gratification, then we'll simply be left as decoration of dead body, useless. But if we use our qualification for glorification, then that will lead to our purification. And there will be satisfaction of Krishna, and that will be perfection of our life. So therefore, dedication means whatever talents, skills, abilities, qualifications we may possess, we have to dovetail it in a specific manner to serve Krishna and the devotees. So that is a very great challenge in our Krishna consciousness process. Like, I always tell this story that I was trying to preach to one of my friends in IIT many years back when I was a student. And he never took it seriously and he never chanted beyond one round. And I would always tell him, material world is place of misery, and he would tell me, no, but America is not like that, you know. And then last year, this was in 92, I used to preach to him. Last year when I went to Laguna Beach, he was there chanting and dancing in the kirtan, and I thought, I remember him. Face looks familiar. And he came up to me and introduced himself and said that, you remember me? You know, you used to come 92 in my room and preach to me. You used to give me prasad. I said, yeah, it looks familiar. And he said, one round. I never used to go beyond one round. I said, yes, I remember very clearly. And then he said, you would always tell me material world is miserable, but I never believed you. But then when I came to America, started my MS program, I started realizing it is miserable to some extent. Then I started doing PhD, and I became more miserable. Then I started doing a job, I became most miserable. Then I got married, and I got all my realizations. And then after that, I started taking out the Gita and searching. And then I found out the address of this place, and then I came to this temple, and then I started associating again with devotees. And now, this year, I got initiated. This was 2007, last year he got initiated. So 1992, he got introduced, but he never took it seriously. So I said, sometime prasad takes 15 years to digest. You can never know when will happen, but you just have to keep trying. So the dedication may not happen overnight. So the process of preaching Krishna consciousness is like how a gardener deals with plants. You have to keep sowing the seeds, watering. Each plant will grow at its pace, right? You can't sow seeds and you can't show a gun to the plant. Grow now. Come on, grow. Mango season is coming. It is already March. You can't do that. So maximum what you can do is, you know, distribute Krishna and then wait for Krishna to inspire the person. So, there's a nice story of Atal Bihari Vajpayee when he was, you know, not a prime minister, he was opposition leader. He was traveling in Canada. And then he came across his friend, and both were traveling across Canada, and they came to a spot and their car broke down. And they were stranded. And they were standing and waiting for a lift. And one Hare Krishna Sankirtan van passed by. And there was one brahmachari, Canadian brahmachari, sitting in that. And these two gentlemen, they asked for lift. And this devotee stopped. Normally no one stops. Most people don't stop, but he stopped. And he stopped because he thought, you know, two people mean at least 10 books I can distribute. So he stopped, picked them up. He had no idea who they are, what they are, and you know, he had never heard of any political parties in India. So they sat in the vehicle and he started preaching to them about Gita and this and that, and Atal Bihari Vajpayee was totally like taken aback because he spent his whole life preaching Hinduism and glories of Hinduism, and youth in India hardly care for it. And here is a young man in the West, shaved up and everything, and telling him, read the Gita. He was taken aback. And he said, who inspired you? And he said, Prabhupada, His Divine Grace Prabhupada. He gave his life to come here. We worship Srila Prabhupada. He's the founder Acharya of ISKCON. And he went on, you know, glorifying so much. And then finally he gave them the Gita and asked for a donation also. No free copies. So he sold the Gita to him. And then this created such a positive impression on him that when he became the prime minister, you know, he offered to come and inaugurate the Delhi temple and said that Hare Krishnas are very good. Because many years back, on the streets, I met one Hare Krishna who treated us very well, gave us prasad also, spoke about Krishna and gave Bhagavad Gita. And he had nothing to gain. He was just like distributing. So that contact created that impression like that. So devotees are always trying to spread the Krishna consciousness movement in so many ways. Whether there is visible reciprocation or not, we are trying to do this because we are trying to please the Lord. And Krishna is pleased with these efforts. Like a few years back when there was this election campaign of Bush and Al Gore, someone told this story, and you know, the political campaign was going on before the election, and there was a group of Al Gore supporters who were assembled in one place, and they were all shouting, "Victory to Gore! Victory to Gore! Victory to Gore!" So a group of devotees doing Harinam came there, and they saw that, and they called the leader of this cheering party of Al Gore and said, "You know what? We also want to support your campaign. And you are shouting this slogan, Victory to Gore. We are also Hare Krishnas. And in our language, you know, Victory to is called Nitai. Victory to Gore is translated in our language as Nitai Gore. So what we'll do is, we Hare Krishnas, let us exchange to create some bonding. We will chant Victory to, and you chant Nitai Gore, okay?" They said, "Okay, no problem. If that is what it means in your language, no problem." So devotee started Victory to and said, "Nitai Gore, Nitai Gore." So this is creating Sukriti. Like Prabhupada explains that Maitreya Rishi came traveling, and he came to the same spot Uddhava was sitting, and Krishna was about to depart and end his pastimes, and the Mosha Leela was about to be orchestrated. And Maitreya Rishi is described as a Jnana Mishra Bhakta, not a pure devotee. So for a pure devotee to have Krishna's darshan is quite obvious, but for a Jnana Mishra devotee to be there and have audience with Krishna and receive such deep transcendental knowledge could only be explained as a result of accumulating Ajnata Sukriti. So when we preach, we give someone book, prasadam, tell them about Krishna or something, inadvertently we are creating their Sukriti. And when it will fructify, you never know. As our Brihat Mridanga Prabhu always gives this example, if there is wet grass in contact with fire become damp grass. Damp grass in contact with fire become dry grass. And dry grass in contact with fire ignites. So we should be doing our bit to try to inspire people in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada asked the question, what is the duty of a guru? And he himself replied, duty of a guru is to serve Radha and Krishna. And the duty of the disciple is to assist him in that service. That's what we are doing. We don't know who is Radha and Krishna. He is the main worshipper. We simply assist like that. Prabhupada asked another question. What is the meaning of being a sincere disciple? And Prabhupada said, sincere disciple means following instructions of the guru, big and small. The big instructions and the small instructions. Like that. So therefore, very, very important that dedication is very important. And dedication means that we take ourselves and put ourselves in service and continue the service irrespective of all difficulty. Just like Lakshman, when we see Ram Darbar, you go to any temple and Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman are standing and they're all having peaceful smiles on their faces. But life in the forest was not peaceful. And they had to go through a lot before they could stand on the altar peacefully. So in the forest, there were so many difficulties. And Lakshman didn't sleep for, you know, practically 14 years. Lakshman had a lot of difficulties. He was fighting with all the asuras, protecting Lord Ram, serving so submissively. But when Lord Ram went behind Marich, and Marich cried out, "Hey Sita, hey Lakshman." So Sita Devi started telling Lakshman, "You should go and assist Ram." And Lakshman said, "I mean, this is not... you know, this is just a demon. This is not Ram's voice." Sita said, "No, you must go. This is Ram." Lakshman said, "This is not Ram. This is a demon's voice. We are regularly meeting such demons. We know them. You know, just like police and chor, they know each other very well. You know, even if they come in a crowded place, he looks at him and he looks at him and they understand. and they exchange, how are you? I'm fine. Are you behaving? Yeah. They keep meeting each other. Whereas just like devotees, they go any part of the world, they know each other, and you know, it's a small family. So like that, Lakshman is telling that all through the forest, I've been dealing with demons, so I know. Sita says, no, no. You don't want to go because you want to enjoy with me. And that's the only reason you have come to the forest. She attacked his integrity completely. And Lakshman was so devastated. Just imagine, someone has not slept for 14 years doing such sincere service. And in reciprocation, this is the accusation made. So Lakshman could have just taken his bow and arrow and thrown it. So he made a Lakshman Rekha. So all of us have heard of Lakshman Rekha, but under what circumstances Lakshman Rekha was made? In spite of being chastised and accused by Sita, Lakshman still continued to serve her. Right? He created Lakshman Rekha, not a bonfire, and set Sita on fire. And how can you accuse me that? Boom. He didn't become angry. He was chastised, accused, but he made a Lakshman Rekha and said, okay, whatever you say is fine, but please remain inside because duty towards Ram is most important. And he went. And as soon as he went to Ram, Ram chastised him. Why did you leave Sita? And now this is the most frustrating thing. Whom should I follow? Between the husband and wife, you're driving me crazy. So Ram came back and he saw that Lakshman, as Sita is not there, he turned to Lakshman and said, you're responsible. Because of your negligence, Sita is lost. So ultimately we have two things. One is character, other is competence. So Sita questioned his character, Ram questioned his competence. Both are questioned, what is there? So Lakshman could have said at that point, I am retiring and going back to Ayodhya, sending next batch. I cannot deal with both of you here like this. I think it is time for Bharat. Or let's make a schedule now. Let's make a timetable. Let's have a rotation system. So he said, no. So we always see that, okay, Sita, Ram, Lakshman is standing and we think everything is very peaceful. But they had to go through a lot to maintain their relationships. And dedication means that there is every reason for a relationship to be broken. Still that relationship is not broken. That is called love. So love means, someone said, listen unconditionally. Overlook faults. L-O. V is voice your appreciation. And E is effort to spend time and show interest with the person. So therefore, Lakshman had such dedication. Sarva priyakaratasya ramasya pisharirata Lakshmano lakshmi sampanna bahir prana ivapara. Lakshmi sampanna means one who is filled with opulence of service to Ram. He is Lakshman. So therefore, to have a lifetime of dedicated service in the association of devotees is not easy. Because wherever we go, our mind, our senses and our ego is chasing us like a shadow. So we have to know that we have to burn our karma somewhere. Tomara sevaya dukkha hoyata saito parama sukha seva sukha dukkha parama sampada nashaya avidya dukkha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, my dear Lord, in your service, tomara sevaya dukkha hoyata, there will be so many problems. Saito parama sukha, problems and difficulties, obstacles and calamities, frustrations and miseries experienced in Krishna's service is the greatest pleasure. Saito parama sukha. Seva sukha dukha parama sampada, and that is the greatest opulence, he says. Nashai avidya dukha. Because wherever we are, whether in association of devotees or not, whether chanting Hare Krishna or not, we will get headache, we will get different kinds of health problems, we will grow old, there will be fights, there will be disagreements, frustrations, everything will happen. Whether we chant or not. It is not by that by chanting headache goes away. It is not that when we chant fever never comes. No. all the problems will happen anyway. But when we chant Hare Krishna and serve Krishna and go through all these difficulties in the association of devotees, Nashaya avidya dukkha, seva sukha dukkha parama sampada. That is the topmost opulence. So we should not be foolish not to know the value of what we have and how with great difficulty it has been achieved after such a long period of time. And we are just inches away from the ultimate goal. Just imagine someone has ran a whole marathon, 40 kilometers, and entered into the stadium and is just 100 meters away from the finish line. And suddenly he goes and sleeps on the side grass. And people come and tell, hey, finish the line. Are, thak gaya. Are, Baba, you have completed the whole marathon, just last 100 meters. No mood. That fellow looked at me strange way. This is not how officials should behave. I don't like it. Are, forget it, gold medal is waiting. No, I am detached. So sometimes the mind throws up so many silly things, you know, forgetting what we are receiving in response for this. Just a few moments away, and that's it. And all we have, and Mahaprabhu has made the process so simple. Parama Karuna Pavadujana Nitaya Gaur Chandra Sabha Avatara Sara Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. We just have to sit in the association and hear. And Radhanath Maharaj is so merciful that he thought, Sunday is so hot, devotees have difficulty, we should have air condition. You know, many of us, we argued with him sometimes. Why there is an 8-foot AC, you know? Already people sometimes sleep in class. If you add AC, then, you know, it will only help in the process. He says, no. We should serve devotees nicely, and when they come, they should have good facility for hearing and chanting. Like that. So, Kevala Ananda Kanda, simply come and associate with devotees, hear and chant the glories. So that is the need for dedication. Just like I was telling the story in the Rathyatra in Kanjurmarg, when we had, there was one Bhagavat Katha, and one gentleman used to come for this Katha, and he had one habit. He would regularly come, sit right in front, and go to sleep. As soon as Om Namo Bhagavate stand, he will switch off. That's it. But he would come regularly and sit right in front also. So the Kathakara was becoming very frustrated. So he used to say, whenever he would look at this fellow coming, he would, you know, speak out in the mic, "Aa gaya kya?" And when he would sit, he said, "Baith gaya kya?" And when he would get up, he would say, "Ja raha hai kya?" So one day this gentleman, who was a sleeper in the class, he went to his home. He was sleeping at home at night, and he saw a dream. And in the dream that he saw, he's sitting in the Bhagavad class and hearing the katha. You know? And he was hearing the katha in the dream. And at that time, a thief entered into the house when he was sleeping. And at that time, the dream came to a spot where he heard the speaker speaking this. And the thief was about to enter through the window. This man in the dream shouted, "Aa gaya kya?" And that man got bewildered. And he sat down behind the window. He said, "Baith gaya kya?" And he got up and started running away. "Ja raha hai kya?" He said, he made a note of the address, never to come here, Baba. This fellow can see even in night, even in sleeping. So this story is not to encourage sleeping during class. But in some of our pandal programs, we say that even if you come and sleep in class, there are some benefits you get somehow. What to speak of if you hear attentively, you know, how much more benefit you will get. It's like kaimutik nyaya. In Sanskrit, they call it kaimutik nyaya. All these Puranic stories and all these stories that even in this kind of, you know, worst case scenario, this kind of benefit is obtained. So how much more you should be attentive. So Parikshit Maharaj was hearing with great attention. Srinavata Shraddhaya Nityam Grinatascha Svacheshtitam Kalena Na Atidirghena Bhagavan Rushate Hrudi. Says if one studies and hears Bhagavatam, Shraddhaya with faith, Nityam every day, and Granathascha Svacheshtitam, and puts effort to study and hear. So Srimad Bhagavatam is not some ordinary book, or Harikatha is not just some conversation. It is medicine. Just like in a pharmacy shop, there are various kinds of medicines. Some is for headache, some is for leg ache, some is for stomach ache, this, that. So many medicines are there to cater to diseases of different parts of the body. Similarly, if you consider mind to be subtle body, then the subtle body of the mind also has various diseases. Attached to lust, attached to greed, attached to pride. Various diseases of the minds are there. So every pastime of the Srimad Bhagavatam is like a medicine in a pharmacy shop. It will tone a particular part of our mind. It will cure a certain disease of certain part of our mind and cure it. So therefore, we should try to dedicate ourselves to hear and chant in the association of devotees. And that is why this temple has been provided by Srila Prabhupada all over the world for people to come and utilize this facility. So therefore, this dedication is enforced or enhanced by two things. And that is the sixth thing is discipline. So, discipline means we do things in a regulated way and not whimsically. Like Prabhupada came to a temple in New Zealand and the devotees had just, out of their own creativity, made an altar with Gauranitai in front and Jagannath Baldev Subhadra in the back. And they had made it a rotating altar. Because of lack of space, they would press a button and the altar would move. So Prabhupada came, he took darshan of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, offered obeisances, got up, Gauranitai were standing. And he got bewildered. He said, "What is this? Is this deity or is it Rolling Stones?" Prabhupada said. And Prabhupada said, "You can't just do anything like that whimsically. We do things with certain regulation, and those regulations are given in the Shastras. And you can't just enforce something because you find it brilliant. Like that." So Prabhupada was in Juhu and he asked one disciple. He called a disciple and said, it was 7 o'clock in the evening, and said, "Do you hear?" And he said, "No." Prabhupada again said, "Did you hear?" He said, "No." "Did you hear?" He said, "No, Prabhupada." Prabhupada said, "That is the thing I am saying. The kirtan must be going on right now. It is not going on. Why it is not going on? Because it is aarti time and the devotee should be doing kirtan." So the mangal aarti, evening aarti, or kirtan, katha, all of this and service, it's a complete package. And the discipline must be there. And if the discipline is not there, rudrasya anucharau bhutva sudruptau dhanadatmajau kailasya upavane vanyau mandakinyau madotkatau varunim madiram pitva madaghornitalochanau stri janair anugayadbhir cheratu pushpite vane. So our Nalukuvera and Manigriva had everything in life except discipline. Rudras Anacharo, they had great association of Lord Shiva. Dhanadatmajo, great parentage, sons of Dhanada, Kubera. Great residence, Kailas. And great place to perform their pastimes, the Mandakini Ganga. Everything was great, everything was favorable except discipline. And because of that, they received the curse. So we have to be disciplined. Without discipline, we cannot be dedicated. It's not possible. And then discipline is assisted by another aspect, what is known as determination. Because there will be problems in discipline. You want to get up, you don't feel like getting up. You want to do something but mind rebels. Or there are obstacles which come. So you need determination to continue. So that determination is important. And Krishna will test many times. So as they say, the potter repeatedly kneads on the clay. Repeatedly. Why? And he presses on the clay before he puts it in the fire. Because every bubble inside the clay must be taken out. No air bubbles must be there in the clay. Otherwise, if it is put in the fire to bake, that bubble will cause bursting, crack. So therefore, before Krishna accepts us and admits us, he makes sure that he takes out every air bubble out. And every bit of false ego is taken out. So through that process, it is a little painful. But therefore, we need the determination. And as they say that when you are tightening a nut, you know, at the last stage, in the initial stage, it moves very fast. In the last stage, you have to apply more force. Like that. So previous, so many activities we have done, but now in the last stage, we'll have to apply more force. And we should not give up. We should know that the nut is not moving, you may think, but that's good. That means that we are coming to the final stage. So therefore, determination is very important. And the determination is that we should put our efforts in spite of all difficulties. Swamato swinnagatraya visrishta kabarasraja drishtva parishramam krishne krupayasit swabandhane yashodamai is tying Krishna repeatedly and seeing the beads of perspiration on Yashodamai. Swamato swinnagatraya visrishta kabara and all of the flowers of Yashodamai is fallen off. Drishtva, seeing that, parishramam, seeing the hard work of Yashodamai, kripayasit, Krishna allows to be bound. The determination of Yashodamai. Therefore, Kartik month is coming and in that we always glorify devotee's effort and Krishna's mercy. Pumsam shlagyatamam manye dandam arhatam arpitam yamna mata pita bhrata suhrdascha dishantihi. Bali Maharaj says, my dear Lord, no one ever gets chastised like this by anyone. Mother, father, brother, sister, never chastise the way you are chastising me. But I am determined to serve you and fulfill your desire. So Bali Maharaj also represents great determination to serve and please the Lord against all odds. And Srila Prabhupada followed the instruction of Srila Saraswati Thakur with great determination, and by his great efforts, all of us have this facility of being in the association of devotees chanting Hare Krishna in the Krishna Consciousness Society. And the least we can do is reciprocate by trying to spread Krishna consciousness to others and also practicing this process very, very seriously and diligently. Then we will reach the ultimate destination like that. So that's the whole idea, that disaster should lead us to doubt about the goal of our life, about the purpose of this creation. And the doubts must evoke spiritual desires, which must be tempered with the right discrimination. Then we must focus with dedication, and that dedication is fueled by the right discipline and determination. Then we reach the destination of Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.